Welcome to today's Gold Members Podcast. Today I'm going to do a review of the meridians of the body. Now, there are a total of 12 meridians on the body, 6 yin, 6 yang, 6 upper and 6 lower extremities. Right? And depending on where they are in the body is the direction of the energy flow. Right? Now, aside from the fact that there are 12 meridians, there are also two vessels, as they are called, and we will get into those at another time. Right? So we're going to start with the upper extremities, and the first place that we will start is heart. Right? Heart is a fire meridian. It has 9 points. It is yin, and the energy is leaving the body, right? Which means that heart 1 is located on the body itself. It's actually in the armpit. Right? Next, we have pericardium. Pericardium is also a fire meridian. It has 9 points. It is yin, and energy is leaving the body. Okay. Some people will call pericardium heart 2. Right? Next, we will jump to the thumb side of the same side of the arm, and we have the lung meridian. Lung meridian is metal. It has 11 points. It is yin, and energy is leaving the body. Right? Now, from there, we go to the 3 yang meridians. First, we will talk about triple warmer, which is a fire meridian. It has 23 points. It is yang, as I have said, and energy is entering the body. Then we have small intestine. Small intestine is another fire meridian. There are 4 fire meridians. It has 19 points. It is yang, and energy is entering the body. Then we have large intestine, which is the last of the 6, which is a metal meridian. It has 20 points. It is yang. And again, energy is entering the body. Now, one of the ways that you can, it's a trick for distinguishing between a yin meridian and a yang meridian, is the organ that represents the yin meridian, the body cannot survive without, right? As an example, I put a spike in your heart, you're done. I stab you in small intestine, you're going to live for a while. Right? In a yin meridian, the response of death is very, very quick. Right? Now, today, there is an exception to that rule because they are able to replicate a lot of the functions of a spleen. A spleen is a yin meridian, a yin organ. However, if I stick a knife and it hits your spleen, you're dead. Right? There's no recovery from it. Which they can fix you if you've got something wrong with your spleen and remove your spleen, you'll survive. But that is a process because of medication. That's how you tell the difference between them. You can't survive without your kidney. You take a liver out, you're gone. You can take your bladder out and replace it with something else and you'll be okay. Right? So that's the differentiation there. Helps you to remember them a little bit easier. Next, we will go to the meridians of the lower extremities. Okay? And we're going to start out first with liver. Right? Liver is a wood meridian. It has 14 points. It is yin, and energy is entering the body. On the upper half, the yin upper extremities, the yin meridian, energy exits the body. On the lower extremities with yin meridians, energy enters the body. So again, that is liver, wood, 14 points, yin, and energy entering the body. Then we have gallbladder, which is also wood. It has 44 points. It is yang, and energy is leaving the body. Then we will go to stomach. Stomach is an earth meridian. It has 45 points. It is yang, and energy is leaving the body. Spleen, which is an earth meridian. It has 21 points. It is yin, and energy is entering the body. Right, then we have bladder. Bladder is water. For the element, it has 67 points. It's the largest meridian on the body. It is yang. Energy is exiting the body. Sorry, entering the body. Oh, no, sorry. Yes, sorry, exiting the body. And then finally, we have kidney, which is water. 27 points. It is yin, and energy is entering the body. You can see why I say how much you really truly do need to study it. Because even after all of these years, my tongue will trip over some of this stuff as well. Right? Now, what we're talking about here when we're talking about the points and the energy flow and the element and all of these different things is we are talking about something that is referred to as EPS, element striking action polarity. Right? Now, we're not getting into striking action at the moment, but there are many other letters that we could put in this acronym for element striking action and polarity, because there's a lot of different things that apply to the meridian, such as time of day, color, sound. Well, sound relates to the element, but there's still a meridian involved. There is just all sorts of different things that you can apply to a meridian to get a better understanding of its functionality, right? So it is extremely important that if I go over to you right now and I would just say to you, how many points are there on stomach? Automatically, you would just blurt out, well, it's 45. It's earth, it's yang, striking action is this, stance is this, whatever, right? All that stuff is part of the learning process. We're not going to get into it all today because, honestly, it's just a little bit too much. That's going to be it for today's lesson. You guys have yourselves a great day. Talk to you soon. Ciao.